Voice. See, now it just started recording. After all that.
All right.
So whenever you're ready, go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children over the age of 18, welcome to It's Not Horror, Okay? I am one part of this five-studded hosting team tonight. Hopefully five if our fifth member can join us. I am Heather Powell, Queen of the North, coming to you from Ontario, Canada, and I got four hunks with me tonight. So let's start off on the West Coast. You may know him from Fresh Cut. You may have heard him on Burning for Springwood. He is the handsome, funny, and politically out there, Mike Merriman. What's going on, Mike?
What's up? Coming straight out of Commie-fornia for you.
Man, how's the communist party going that you're part of? How is it? Are you getting more memberships?
Lately, it seems that the enthusiasm level is a little high right now.
Awesome. Well, let's kind of come back over. Let's see. Let's go up north a little bit. You may know him as Smoke Show. You may know him as Scotty. Or you may know him as the man that loves cock and always wants to talk about it. But he is Smoke Show Crawford. What's going on, Smokey?
Oh, not much. I am here about ready to double fist some cocks. Oh, wait.
That's your favorite.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, can you guys hear me? Hey,
and this stud just joined us. I'm doing the intro, Android, for you.
Wait. I'll do it.
I'm halfway through.
What?
I'm halfway through. Don't let me finish, Android. You always let a lady finish, right?
Yes.
Oh, you're cutting out. Okay, when he comes back in, you're going to hear.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. So if you can hear him now, this is the spicy motherfucker from the South. He is Android Virus, and this is his movie, but I'm helping a brother out. So Android, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm good. We missed you.
I'm fucking pissed right now. I'm sorry.
Well, you should need some green chilies, and it will be okay.
I had some already.
Well, I'll finish off with Neil because, you know, he saved the best for last. So
that's right.
Coming to us from Orlando, he is the king of Plex. He is the master of podcasting. Nudie, what's up?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I finished off your beef jerky already, just so you know.
Oh, thank you.
Chew bags are gone.
Oh, that's a lot of jerky.
So did you like the red or the green?
I think I like the red better.
There we go.
Yeah. And why don't we let Mr. Android introduce his film since he's here?
Oh, thank you guys. I am so sorry. My fucking computer is a piece of shit. But anyways, yes, and I wrote such an awesome opening tonight, but you know, it is what it is.
You can do it at the end.
You know what? I might do that. I might do that. But thanks for being patient with me. You guys, I love you so much. Seriously, you're the best. Tonight, on our latest adventure, we present Alex Cox's 1984's sci-fi comedy cult classic Repo Man, starring Emilio Estevez and Harry Dean Stanton. So, who hasn't seen this?
I
have not.
Ooh, they're in for a surprise, Mr. Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. So, on my mark, we know the drill. I hope you guys have some drinks in you.
Oh, we do.
Because this is a fun one.
Scott has a lot of things in him.
I'm on number two. Right.
Oh, okay. I did break the seal a couple days ago. I did a sober October, but I got a little buzz the other day. But I probably should be getting buzzed tonight, but I have no alcohol. I digress. Are you guys ready for the 3-2-1 fucking deal?
Fuck yeah.
All right, here we go. 3-2-1 launch.
And it's Criterion too. Yay.
I have to report that I have failed No Nut November already.
Me too.
You actually even tried to do that?
Hell no.
Nope.
I was like, why?
You know,
who would do that to themselves?
And I have such a hard time nutting.
Is it moving really fast, or is it just me?
That's just you. It's the alcohol.
No, all right. I'm not that drunk, Android. I have That surprised me.
Michael Mesmer from the Monkees. Right.
Come on.
Yeah, okay. It is. Little Harry Dean Stanton action.
Okay.
Is that Michael Nesmith from the Monkees?
I think so, yeah.
Well, Emilio Estevez is in this bitch.
Emilio Estevez.
Emilio.
Look what starts out, guys. Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Oh, that's why he picked it. It's a New Mexico movie.
Hey, so Scott and Heather, if the movie gets announced and you guys haven't seen it, do you not try to watch it beforehand just to get a dry run, or do you like watching it for the first time on the show?
I like to go in dry.
Yeah, I'll say just kind of go in blind. Well, Heather, that's kind of not a good thing to go in dry. Just
do we have somebody else on with us tonight?
Yeah,
Mike Merriman. Merriman.
Mr. Mike Merriman, hi.
What's up?
Android, be nice tonight, please.
I'm always nice to Mike.
I don't want to have to correct you with newspaper.
I love Mike Merriman. What are you talking about? there we go. The Navajo Zuni Reservation. All my peoples.
All your peoples?
All my peoples. Route 6066666. This is just... Follow the map. It's going straight from New Mexico all the way to where Mr. Venom would be.
Yep. So
poor Venom is shitting his ass off tonight. So
poor Venom
cannot join us for the second show in a row. I think he's trying to get out of it gracefully.
Mr. Merriman, have you seen this before?
Oh yeah, this is a classic to me.
It's great, man.
I feel like this is like a prelude to a lot of like the indie films we started getting in the early 90s. I can't remember if this or Six String Samurai came out first, but I feel like, there was like a handful of these kind of like lower budget, unintentionally cool movies that started hitting in the mid late 80s. And this is definitely among one of them. And then you saw kind of directors kind of borrow, certain ideas and certain filming techniques from films like this that started popping up a few years later.
This is a fun one for sure. Heather always likes to make the observation that I pick movies that I want to be in, and she might be right with this one.
It's true. It's true. I'm loving the back seat cushions of this car. It looks like a carpet.
The couch.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, last month he wanted to do Bend Over Boys, but we said no. So.
Who, me?
No. Virus, you want to be in the movies?
I was like, it's not Bend Over Boys, so I was like, all right, I'm all in.
We're like, sorry, we're not doing that one.
This movie has like one of the best original punk tracks, like soundtracks. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I seen Iggy Pop was on the theme. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you don't want to look in the trunk, because if it's in Scott's trunk, because he is the son of BTK, it'd be in there. Look, it's an OG. Sorry, guys, it's an OG original New Mexico license plate. They don't make them like that no more. But I remember those from when I was a little kid.
Like he's a stripper that's dressed up as a cop. The way he's right? Making shit.
Send them my way.
I love it. Awesome. Boots just behind. That's amazing. Oh fuck!
Only my boots remain.
I mean, if you're—I don't know—they couldn't afford to do brand name shit, so everything just has like white label on it, like popcorn.
It's the generic store.
Wow, it's the most generic store. This looks like it was in...
Look at that, generic popcorn, just called popcorn.
What was that movie we watched this year? Vivarium.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me of the food in Vivarium.
That was Scott's top 10.
Rumor was Emilio Estevez wasn't supposed to be here today.
Anymore. So yeah, fuck you, Nudie. Wasn't in my top 10 now.
Look at that earring.
First movie.
It's a prequel to Clerks.
Andrew, is that your brother? That's the security guard?
No, he's a little bit too tall to be related to me.
Yeah. Did you see the stepladder he had to buy to get into his new truck?
I'm probably more Emilio Estevez's height, to be honest with you.
Oh, Emilio, whatever happened to you?
Well, I'm glad he's no longer rocking that earring, because it looks pretty ridiculous.
I don't know, I'd be totally sporting that shit.
Fuck
you. You totally would.
Especially if I had hair like that, too, hell yeah.
Pendejo!
Come on,
he
sucker.
Pulls a gun on him.
What year is this, 84?
83,
84. So this precludes Breakfast Club, then?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like that's how a classic.
Yeah, because I was going to say, he looks really young.
It's pretty much like after work for me, you know, when I got off in high school.
Is this what you would go and do?
This is what he still does.
I still do it.
Yeah, what he used to do, he still does that shit.
I love it.
It's not a costume. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. Him it is.
Nudie sees my Facebook Live videos when shows are happening, man. I still do this shit.
All his kids do that. They all do it. Even the little babies in diapers are doing that shit.
Oh, babies.
Even his pit bulls are doing it.
Yeah.
Heather, if you had a guy like this who wanted to fold his pants before he ate your pussy, would you kick him out of the room?
No, I'd be like, you have to take care of your shit.
Oh, wait, if he just laid back that and was like, get ready and go.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
It ain't gonna suck itself, bitch.
Yeah, neither is my pussy gonna get eaten by itself either. This is a fucking two-player game.
This is Heather
doesn't
hear. I don't
play around with boys.
Get me another beer. She's got to have another beer to suck him off.
Ain't that bad. Oh, now he's walking around with no pants on.
It's a punk party. Many house shows like this. Many.
Punks don't wear pants.
Beer. You got beer.
Uh-oh.
That's amazing.
That's the shit Willis gets at the dollar store. Beer.
Well, I thought she was going to...
Let me grab my folded up pants and leave, then.
This is my parents' room.
And y'all had nights like this? Just sun coming up? Fucked over?
Yep, I was usually in 40 acres of woods tripping on acid or something just watching the sun come up.
No, I'm a good guy.
You ain't good.
I was back banging some dude at the party.
He's doing the lyrics of a Black Flag song.
Does he have knee braces?
Is he? What?
Look around his knees.
No, he's just wearing like a cutoff shirt with the drawing on the back of it.
Yeah, but it looks like there's something on his knees.
Oh, just yeah, he's a punk.
Bandanas, man.
Oh, I didn't know that
like,
was a thing.
Shit's cool.
Come on, Heather, where's your punk style in that? Jeez.
Not a punk style. I also don't have a lip tattoo, Scott.
That's true, you don't.
Yet.
Yes.
No.
This is a funny part. This is what happens to Scott all the time.
No tramp stamp?
No. I'm saving that for when I get your name on me.
There you go. Neil's, put Neil with an arrow down to your pussy. Neil's
yeah,
pussy.
That's
there
great.
You go.
That's great.
Everybody will know from now on that's mine.
Or somebody named.
$15.
He wants him to drive his old lady's car to the hospital, Heather.
Why is this random kid?
Yeah, he's like,
I think there's drugs in the car.
Just keep a waiting.
There's something else in that car.
What's the name of the movie, Heather?
Repo Man.
Okay.
So he's repos. I've seen
that should
in the car.
That should give you a clue.
Drugs in the car.
Alrighty then.
Repos. That's
in someone's car. Is Rizzo in this movie?
They didn't pay their car bill, Heather. He's got a.
Yes, I understand, guys. I was being funny.
Oh, sorry.
Heather, don't be funny.
Oh, little
Aaron. You're not funny.
Oh, look. There's my aunt and uncle. There's me Theo and me Thea. Give him the fucking get him.
Mother puta.
You cabron! Beat you, fucking cabron.
Oh, that poor old man.
Nice little Mexican punk rock here for
you, Judy. Yeah, this has a really good soundtrack.
I like how you throw the Mother Mary fucking statue out the window.
He had a... There's a compass on the dashboard because, you know, before Google Maps.
Was this movie done on Android Vision?
No, was not, ever.
I think I did this show with Gary one time.
I'm doing my best not to cross streams with you, Mr. Nudie.
Appreciate it.
I can only promise on this show, but not on any of the other shows you do.
You're only on this show.
Well, no, I'm saying any of your other shows that you do.
Oh. Like we all did Trick or Treat the same week.
Yeah, and that wasn't even planned, man. That was just the universe telling us that we were in sync.
You guys' periods were in sync? Perfect.
Hey, you know what, Scott? That's the first funny thing you said about a year on this show.
Yeah, right? First good joke in the last 20 shows. First time he hasn't talked about sucking dick or getting fucked.
What was that, Heather?
Was it our 1 year anniversary?
We started a little bit before Christmas or after. Was it New Year? I forget.
No, we did Die Hard, so it was before Christmas.
She'll take the bus.
He's a rock. That's my favorite.
That's some good beer there. Beer. Beer, beer.
Beer, beer.
Auto parts. Back in the day when fucking nobody gave a shit how old you when you drank. You goddamn brother.
Oh my god.
It's alcohol abuse.
Ooh.
What a waste of water.
It is warm anyway. Who'd drink that?
Fucking piss.
Only the British.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
Uh-oh.
You're all right. You know what's funny? Guy that directed this, Al Willis is dead.
Somebody piss on the floor again. That is a shitty earring.
You know what, my it'd be funny, my daughter wears fucking earrings like that all the time. But they're like daggers going down with their upside down crosses.
Yeah, it looks okay on your daughter. On him, yeah. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah, he's not a rebel. Your daughter is.
He looks like some white kid that threw on a fucking, like, earring from the dollar store.
You'll find one in every car.
So, Android, who do you want to be in this movie?
Oh.
You want to be one of the repo men?
Yeah, I'd probably be one of the Mexican repo men, though.
Of course.
That means I'd have a hot wife at home.
That means I get all the hot chilies.
Speaking of which, at my job, they had these guys come in. They had to set up a new calling system for our boardrooms, Nudie. And they're from Seattle. And they're like, hey, man, do you know of any good places to eat around here? And I sent them to, like, the most fucking hole-in-the-wall fucking New Mexican restaurant. And
it was
with the
good.
Hottest fucking... Yeah, dude, I saw them today. They're like, dude, we've eaten there twice. I'm like, god damn, dude.
I'm going to a place called Taco and Tequila on Saturday night, Android, and I'll be thinking of you.
Oh, well, I hope you enjoy your food.
I've been there even before. Knowing... It's pretty good. For, like, good. You know, Canadian Mexican food.
For white, yeah, Canadian.
Yeah, right. Like, it is what it is.
Oh, look, he's dressed a little bit more punk there, Heather.
Oh, for sure.
Wearing a lampshade?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What are you going to have, gluten-free tacos or nachos?
I don't know. Probably some enchiladas.
Ooh, damn enchiladas.
Yeah.
Damn enchiladas.
Actually, the place I like to go to in town is owned by people that were originally from Mexico.
Oh.
Their stuff is pretty good.
Not bad. He's still hanging out with the guy that got fired with, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Best buds.
It's hard to come find bad friends. Why is he wearing that on his head, though?
Because it's raining.
Because he's punk.
It's raining out. Maybe he's working for the Chinese tonight.
Ew.
Oh, soul.
Oh.
Where you going,
Are those your kids there, Android, waiting for the bus?
No, but those are Willis's kids in the back.
Is fucking Mike still here or what?
Mike's still here.
I am. Once you start getting invested in the movie, it's like, oh, I should probably talk.
Yeah.
Okay. We can talk.
You weren't even on. You haven't said a word in like 30 minutes.
30?
Neil always exaggerates things. Just let it be.
I'm like, if it's been 30 minutes,
Scott it must has be, the biggest dick I've ever seen.
I see. That's the only truth Nudie has spoken all night.
And
that's going to be going right in his mouth.
Deep down his throat, though.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's right down his throat right now.
This over-exaggerate.
So, Heather, this movie is kind of a social commentary of like the 80s, how basically parents weren't paying attention to their kids, latchkey kids. In this case, his parents are burnt out hippies who are just watching Jesus and televangelists on TV.
Like River's Edge.
Yeah, kind of. He's eating food, though. Look.
Yeah, food.
Yeah, literally. Food.
Oh, wow. They are burnt out hippies.
Dog food. You like the food, Aaron?
Canned food.
Yeah.
How's the food, Aaron? Go get mommy and dad another joint, please.
This part's fucking funny, dude. Poor guy.
I can't think of the last time, if ever, that I've just, like, opened a can of food like that and just ate straight out of it. Like, not heating it up, not anything.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Every time I eat Chef Boyardee.
Oh,
dude, I was just going to say, dude, my fucking twins, man. They've been going through fucking ravioli like a motherfucker.
Right out of the can. It's so good.
I do remember growing up, there were kids that did that, that would eat straight out of the can without heating it up or anything.
I love it. Love it.
Can't stand Chef Boyardee. Used to love it when I was a kid, but I can't do it now.
Oh, sorry, you got a sophisticated palate now.
I know, I'll say, well, this is coming from a guy that loves his chicken nuggies, right there, Nudie?
Right.
Scott's on fire tonight!
Chicken nuggies.
Chicken nuggies. I don't eat chicken nuggies, but whatever.
AKA boneless ones.
We have talked about Nudie eating like a toddler on the show many a times before.
Yep.
He likes his steaks well done with ketchup.
No, I don't put ketchup on my steak. Motherfucker. Just because I don't eat goddamn peppers every day of my life like you.
What's wrong with that, man?
Dumb asshole.
You like sushi?
He doesn't like sushi. Don't get him started on sushi, please, God.
He eats peppers every day of his life. Like, that's some badge of honor.
Dude, it should be. It's my culture, bro. It's my
culture. Yeah, way to make the culture true there, bro.
Bro.
Bruh.
I want one of these cars.
Wait a prep.
He's given the rundown of what it's like to be a repo man.
What's the word I want to look for? Way to propagate the stereotype? Is that the word I'm looking for, Adam?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I like to eat a jalapeno with my fucking sandwich, bro. I don't know what to say.
Sandwich, freaking donuts, everything.
With a torta.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Look at that. Where's Venom?
He's got a damn green chili spread. Puts it on everything.
I know. Venom's going to be mad he missed this party.
I know. Look at these guys.
Aw, poor Venom.
It's like high school for me, man. Good times. That's what repo men do.
This is a good high school.
I'm blossomed a little bit.
Oh, it was a high school, all right.
Right.
Is that what repo men do? They do cocaine?
They do while they're repoing cars.
And my high school is mainly filled with acid heads.
Ordinary fucking people. I hate them. There you go. That's something to live by, Heather.
Thank you, Android. I'm going to continue to get myself into tense situations.
Drink.
Got to get that drink.
Well, I do. I do do that.
Heather loves her drink.
Man, I need to take a break this weekend, though.
Hey, that could be the White Claw of the 80s right there.
Right.
I haven't had any White Claw recently. It's been ciders and shots and, I don't know, whatever else I got. Pop.
Cock.
Yeah, that was his girlfriend and his buddy.
Oh, no.
No law when you're drinking the claw?
So this guy's just driving this. Remember, let's not forget the mysterious car with the glowing trunk.
Yeah, that vaporized a cop.
That's right.
Yak, 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 yak.
Fuck yeah. That's how you fucking break
off. Oh my god,
it's
Grease Lightning. Go
Grease. Terminator 2.
Oh yeah.
Some bad shit coming down here, John Connor.
I don't know how many movies use that same probably causeway.
Right?
They probably just drive right by another movie set as they're filming this.
Hey, there's my homies, the other repo men right there driving up.
See, Blood In, Blood Out's being filmed at the same time.
Oh, that's coming down on one of our shows.
Uh-oh, it's the Rodriguez brothers.
A 3-hour epic, Blood In, Blood Out.
Bound by Honor. That's a great one. I love it.
Man, a 3-hour-long commentary. Oh, boy, I better have a lot of drinks for that.
Yeah. I love it.
That sounds way too long.
Orale, this is how we do it,
bro. That's what she says. Good job, Nudie.
Car surfing.
Reminds me of playing Twisted Metal, playing in that one sewer level.
No, it is Terminator.
He fucked his hydraulics up.
Got a free car wash.
Gypsy dildo.
Gypsy dildo.
Good, I like
Gypsy.
It.
He even has his racism wrong. Harry Dean Stanton basically just wants to get a drink throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
I can relate.
It says the best one-liner in this movie is like, I don't know when it comes up, but he says he don't want no fucking Christians. He don't want no fucking communists in his car, no Christians either.
Oh, yeah. I know, just two random groups to throw together. Oh, yeah, because I think they're talking about, like, something over in Russia. There's, like, there's no Christians there either.
Yeah. Oh, no fucking communists in my car.
Look at those smiley face cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Cookies.
69 cents each because they make you smile.
Graffiti law, parents liable, $2,000.
Yeah, I am.
Uh-oh, he's getting the lowdown from this guy.
Tell him, Willis.
Things just got a whole lot cooler.
This is your bag with Popeyes.
Oh my god.
Never fails.
Oh, but no, no.
Oh, man.
That must be some weak mace. Pepper spray. I mean, he reacted to it, but not so bad.
He's screaming he's blind, Mike. What did you want him to do, man? Roll around in the puddle?
Shit, I might hit the deck. If I'm feeling that bad, then I'm blind.
I don't mind getting maced.
Scott was getting sprayed in the face, too, but not with mace.
That's right. The sticky kind.
We saw your beard.
Yes, that beard gel. Got it. Like, my beard soaks it in.
The flavor saver.
Heather will know all about that when she comes to visit next time.
Look at the tracksuit zip down.
Look at him.
You couldn't afford a shirt.
Avocado.
Color of an avocado.
That's an interesting color to turn into. Uh-huh.
I've done that before.
Have you staring at a chick, gawking at her?
Yeah, I drove off the road.
That's awesome. Like, hey, you need a ride?
I didn't hit anything, but I drove onto a sidewalk. The girl was washing her car in a bikini.
Oh, that would be distracting.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Like, that's kind of dangerous, actually, for a chick to be doing that.
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
Like, well, she must have been. Why else would she be doing it?
Yeah. I was like, shit. Drove right onto a sidewalk. Luckily, nobody was around.
So is this back in the day when it was okay just to jump into a car with a semi-good-looking guy, Heather?
Sure. Oh, it's still okay. I do that every weekend.
Yeah. How do you think she gets laid?
It's called Uber.
Oh.
One of them.
He looks like an army kid, so.
A what?
Army. Him. He got scared of the army.
He's always got that weird hair. The douchebag FBI guys.
Yeah.
More aviator sunglasses. What the fuck? Every movie we watch.
Yeah.
Sunglasses are where they're at.
Especially those aviator shades. I need to get a pair of those. Get some reflective shades.
The plot thickens.
It looks like sausage.
Fuck face.
Fuck face. And like her happy face watch that she has on.
Hey, why are you down there?
Okay, Nudie, I'll do it.
That's what I thought she was going to do, to be quite honest with you.
There goes my boner.
Like, I really honestly thought that was the plan.
Is that the sound your boner makes? Pating!
That's exactly.
Nudie, I knew you were happy to see me.
Oh my god.
Fruitcake outlet.
That's where I need to be.
That's where Scott hangs out.
I was just saying, that's where I need to be.
That's right. So they have his meetings every Friday.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Good story.
Oh my god.
Is that movie over 2 hours? Part two? It's pretty long.
I think it's close to, anyway.
I think the first one's longer.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the first one's long, because the second one only has three stories in it.
Yeah, I think the first one's longer.
This hair is going to get me paid and get me laid. Oh, look, this is like back in, look at that. There's Heather on a Friday night, backseat of the car.
That's right. Fucking right I am. After I've been drinking.
Yeah, say she gets her drinks, then she's in the back seat of the car, then she's going out for nachos.
You know what? I'd rather go home. Backseat of cars are really uncomfortable. I'm old and it hurts my knees.
It's true. I like, especially with my back issues, fuck that.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have a house.
Right?
Like, come on.
Yeah. Scott doesn't like when he's on his back with his legs up in the air.
Oh, what are you talking about? I love it when I'm on my back, legs in the air.
I have to pay for. I need to be there.
Right, Mike gets it.
Look at that car. That's a fucking good repo right there.
Oh, yeah. Actually, my brother used to have one of those.
Is it still in the impound?
Who, my brother's?
Yeah.
No, he, before he passed, he was like my age, and he had over 70 cars since he was able to buy cars. Just bought
what
them,
the
traded
fuck?
Them, bought them, traded.
What happened to his cars when he passed away, Scott?
He actually did not have one. He was actually in the middle of getting one.
Oh, okay.
But that's how you always, do it.
He'd always buy beaters, and like that'd always be like old school sports cars or hot rods.
Nudie's showing him how to do it, or Willis is showing him how to do it, Nudie.
Wear your seatbelt.
Seatbelt and wear your mask. Commando cigarettes.
I love that he's walking around with a gun on. Well, it's a nice car. I like it.
It's a life of the Repo Man.
I keep thinking the Repo Man wrestler.
Right.
Oh, wow. Barry Darso.
Repo Man. Amazing that he went from one of the best tag teams in the world to Repo Man.
I know.
Oh, God.
You're going to love this.
Demolition?
Yeah.
Well, Demolition kind of died out when Road Warriors came over and became Legion of Doom, right?
Yeah.
Well, keep an eye on the present, Heather.
They were based off of Legion
of Doom.
Yeah,
Demolition
then,
was kind of Vince's version.
Yep. And then he got tired of them and he actually enticed the Legion of Doom to come over.
Well, because then Demolition added like Crush as like the third member, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God,
it got kind of weird. Because Axe, I think, started babies out of his career, so Crush would step in.
Yep.
Did you notice he was throwing a Scientology book in the trash? Or in the fire?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, diuretics.
Into the fire!
This
guy, Tracy Walters, he's always, like, dirty in every movie he's in.
It's kind of like a...
He doesn't wash ever.
No.
That's how he just shows up to the auditions and they're like, yep, you're hired.
Right? Like,
kind of like, what's
everything.
His name? Buck Rogers or whatever that dude's name is from like, They Live. Or not Buck Rogers.
Buck Flowers.
Yeah, Buck Flowers. That's what it was.
Buck Rogers.
He always looks gross and dirty in everything.
You remember that Buck Rogers guy? Always dirty.
Sorry, I'm a bit buzzed, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been drinking.
I haven't drank in a while. Yeah, it's been a while since I've drank on It's Not Horror, so.
Been a while.
Almost already finished off a bottle of wine.
It's been a while since Scott sat on a 40 bottle.
That was last night, you kidding me? I sat on that bitch, spun around 5 times, and screamed like a banshee.
Still can't find it.
Nope, it's lost in there. It's just in the void.
It's lost in space.
Like I say, it's kind of like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
It's kind of like...
This is what you get, Mike.
Oh, Mike knows he listens.
No, he doesn't.
No one
listens.
Nobody
listens. Derek listens.
Derek listens. Hi, Derek.
I listen, too.
Android listens. I can't handle listening.
Where'd they go?
Flying saucers.
Do it. Alien.
He's dressed right now reminds me of fucking Michael Douglas from falling down. Just put on a pair of glasses.
There you go.
That'd be a good one for this show. Maybe a little bit too serious, but that's a good one.
Why so serious?
I know.
When that rush hour traffic just puts you over the top.
I was about to fucking throw this fucking computer before my goddamn fucking wall before we got on.
Yeah, I mean, you only had 2 weeks to get ready for the show.
You son of a bitch. I had this all downloaded ready to... No, check this shit out. I had this all downloaded ready to go. Everything was good to go. I went and ate myself a nice steak salad.
Yeah, did it have chili in it?
No, it did not. But I come back and my computer was updating. I'm like, what the fuck? Pissed, dude. And it just took forever. So, and I was getting real fucking aggravated, man. I was about to fucking go crash it outside.
So were we.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
We can't start the show without him. It's his fucking movie.
I know. You're true friends.
I know. He was telling Heather that he was telling Heather, take the blame on this one.
Heather was an asshole. Heather was like, I don't have all fucking night.
Yeah, I did say that, Android. I did say that.
Oh, God. Yes,
her calendar was like, let's go. What the shit to do?
My calendar.
Go fuck yourself.
I can't help it that I'm popular.
Yeah.
Ugh. Popular with that cock.
I'm getting drunk.
So God. Look, the grandma's making tamales.
I can't help it.
He's like, cock.
Cock. Cock.
It's like a Friday night for me.
Do you have to work tomorrow?
No. Yes, I do.
No.
I think our next recording is due for Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving.
No.
That is the 26th.
That will not be happening.
Yeah, that would be on Thanksgiving.
So you guys all have dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you should be free by 8.
Fucking,
right?
Nobody's doing
that will not be happening.
Sure. Look at that, a $20,000.
It's not like I'll be doing anything that Thursday evening, right, Heather?
Nope. Well, I won't be doing anything. I don't celebrate fake things.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, for me, though.
Well, you never know, Scott.
What do you mean, Heather? You don't celebrate when the white man came in and spread
his disease? No, our Thanksgiving isn't on October
heels.
In Canada.
Yeah, there's our
fucking indigenous man.
Their Halloween is in January.
Not you.
Hey, what was what was your poppy seed fucking flower for yesterday?
Oh my God, it was for fucking Veterans Day. My father was in the war. Please don't make fun of that.
Good Lord.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm just asking you. I didn't know what it was.
You didn't know yesterday was Veterans Day?
I didn't know. Canadians fought in wars. I'm sorry.
We were in the war first. You guys joined later. We were there for 2 years fighting before you showed up.
Good Lord.
You never heard of the Great War of Poutine?
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, my God.
We were storming the beaches of Normandy before your ass showed up. Let me assure you.
Wait, yesterday was Venom's Day?
Venom's Day.
They were storming the great beach of cheese curds.
Oh, look, he dropped his pants again.
Nudie,
that's how he does it.
We're coming to see you in Florida now.
Well, now that I know you educated me, I didn't know that the red poppy flower was your Veterans Day.
Did you know that, honestly?
I did not know that about Canada, but I do
now.
Well,
it's called Remembrance Day.
They do it here, too. Not just
Heather, we're American. We don't know about anything outside of our country.
No.
She's realized that.
But they sell poppies over here, too. What are you talking about?
It's a poem in Flanders. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you guys... Nudie knows about it.
Good Lord, man. You live in America or what?
Right?
Kinda, dude. A little bit. I'm
about... Mexico.
I'm 3 hours
barely
fucking...
hanging on.
I'm 3 hours north of the fucking Mexican border, bro. We don't really...
And you call Merriman a commie. Jeez.
No.
Oh, here he goes. Stirring the shit pot.
No communist talk on this podcast.
You're gonna get Heather's Canadian flag riled
up. They don't
up.
Pay bills in Russia. It's all free. Look what he's talking about. What are you, a fucking commie?
I know. What fucking great timing.
Oh my God, they're talking about commies right now on the fucking...
That's what he was just saying.
You don't want no. You missed the line. I don't want no commies in my car, and no Christians either.
No Christians either. Nobody.
It was supposed.
Well, I guess I'm good on both sides.
Yeah, that's true.
There's the alien.
I'm a practicing Christian. That means I don't follow it anymore.
Oh, I was.
I don't know what R&M burgers are, but I really want a fucking burger.
Burgers.
A drive-in burger.
Raccoon and monkey burgers.
Fuck
burgers,
yeah.
And gas.
Demolition Man style burgers. Rat burgers. Oh my god, we need to do Demolition Man at some point.
Did you hear Demolition Man 2 might be in production?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
There was a story that Wesley Snipes would return.
Oh my god.
Which it would have to be like cloning because the fool got broken into a million pieces, right?
Yeah, he shattered in thousands of pieces.
This is the future. Maybe they can come back together like the Terminator.
Or they could do like a prequel and they could be in the year 2020.
In the year.
Maybe they'll explain three seashells.
Don't check.
They have to.
Yeah.
They have to.
You can't have another movie because everyone's going to go into it thinking, okay, let's hear it.
How do you use these three seashells? Come on. Tell us.
The thing is, though. Why, do you think they could get Sandra Bullock back and Benjamin Bratt?
Well, Sandra Bullock, maybe, because like, she really isn't doing shit nowadays.
If they pay enough.
She's not, but I wonder if that's her, like her choice, because like, I would assume she could get cast in stuff if she wanted.
Oh,
that is true.
She's not a good actress.
I don't think she's great, but there was that one period that it was like they were trying to almost make her the next Julia Roberts, but no, it didn't work.
Yeah, like had her and everything.
Yeah.
Like, when she finally got an Oscar, I was like, what? I couldn't believe she got an Oscar for Blindside.
Oh, yeah, The Blindside.
I mean, she wasn't bad or anything, but I was like, that's an Oscar performance?
Because it was based on a real true story.
And the guy that the real guy that it was based on was fucking pissed at it.
Well, yeah, because they made him sound illiterate. Yeah. He was like, "I want body literate."
He's like, "They made me look like I was a fucking retard."
Because I think that was the same year Meryl Streep did that Julia Childs movie, and I was like, I would think that Meryl Streep's like totally transforming herself into a different person would be better, but I don't know. I don't know.
Mr. Otto's going to take Grandma's car.
Poor Grandma.
Yeah, I don't know if they can make it.
You know what we should do for our Christmas episode? We should all get lit and watch some really dumb movie.
I am down. Ernest Saves Christmas.
No! God, no.
She said a good Christmas movie.
No, she said a dumb Christmas movie.
No, we're not Lethal watching
Weapon.
Home Alone.
One of those.
Christmas Vacation.
I think I have Lethal Weapon ready to go.
But we gotta all get like trashed.
And it's gotta be holiday themed drinks too.
Why don't we do two movies?
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Lethal Weapon always gets overlooked because everyone knows Die Hard as kind of like that quasi Christmas time movie, but Lethal Weapon does not take place in the same season.
Yep.
Oh my god, could you imagine if
we did Die Hard last year?
Yeah, could you imagine if we decided to do two Christmas movies back to back and we started drinking on the first one? By the time we got to the second one and introduced it, we'd be slurring our words, drunk, wasted.
It'd be like a top 10, 22 shots episode.
Do you know what else is a Christmas movie that doesn't kind of gets overlooked is Invasion USA.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Like when we did our 5-hour original It movie.
Look at that.
Hey, Nudie, has this ever happened to you? Ever gotten your ass kicked like that?
No. No, I don't go near trouble. I'm a good boy.
I have. 3 times.
He's like, trouble finds me.
Why did you get your ass kicked, Android?
Look at him.
Dude, I fucking was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why.
I hope in my lifetime I meet Android in person. I just have to see.
Don't
what
you say
Android
fuck you to
like
me? You know who I am.
One of these days, we all gotta just like get together and have like an it's not horror.
Beauty won't come.
Union and just fucking drink.
So,
what was that?
Not gonna happen. Nudie won't show up unless we go to Florida.
Fucking Nudie.
Where won't I show up to? I can't hear you. You're really low.
I said you won't show up for our meeting if we all met up unless we came to you.
No, yeah, that's
we were
true.
Talking about it's not horror reunion.
That's true.
Like, don't worry. I talk a lot of like sex talk, but I would not do that to you in person.
I know you wouldn't do that to me in person.
It's okay. I won't touch you, Nudie, where you don't want to be touched. Famous last words.
If
you tried, you wouldn't have a dick left.
I respect you that way. I wouldn't do that. I'm just talking.
That was really funny.
Scott, you can listen outside the door to me and Heather if you like.
Oh, you know I will.
I'll be like, oh my god, Jason Buckton is amazing. All these posters are so good. Hey, Mike, did you order the Friday 13th box set?
Nope, I'm the only one that didn't, it seems like. I just don't really buy a lot of stuff anymore.
Mike likes Freddy better anyway. Mike's lame.
I like Freddy better.
Yeah, I'm a Nightmare fan.
I'm a Friday fan, but I'm actually trying to sell my entire movie collection.
And his soul.
Freddy is nowhere near the Jason. Sorry. Just
you're right.
Nowhere.
It's above. By
no,
a lot.
It's not even close.
I mean, are you talking about at like the character themselves or the movies? Or
the
both?
Movies. After part three, Freddy just, that's it. He's gone after that.
I would say after part four.
I don't care what you would say.
Look, they dropped all the pills.
I think four is good. I mean,
I like four too.
Yeah, four
five
is
fun. It just gets super
you
cheesy,
don't
but
know
it's
what's
still
good.
Fun. And six is.
Well, you've it seen is. Me, Rick, Judy. I rate everything high, though.
So. Yeah, ain't that the truth? You should send me a list of your movies, Scott.
Yeah, me too. I will.
Maybe I'll buy some from you.
I'll send you like
favorite Nightmares over my favorite Fridays any day.
I'll send you my 2020 list. I'll rate all ranked actually if you want me to.
So the punk rockers got the fucking alien car now.
They haven't opened the trunk yet.
No, they just lost their $20,000 repo fucking job.
No.
Why are these guys leaving keys in the car? Like, I don't get it.
Because that's how they steal the cars.
These are the easiest repo jobs.
This is Heather's dad talking.
My dad?
Fighting the war, man. You're talking, you said he was in
the
war.
My dad's father fought in the war.
Oh, I thought you said your dad
did. My dad was not in World War II, no.
Oh, well, I don't
he's
know.
Not that old.
my dad's father did. Sorry, Andrew.
Oh, well, my grandpa fought in World War II as well.
I believe that.
The Great
and
War of Chili Farmers.
And his brother. And his other brother.
I'm glad they came home, because not a lot of people did.
Well, one of them didn't come home. And then the other one came home with a half a brain, but the good half. So it was just the back of his brain that kind of got blown out a little bit, but he was still able to have like 7 kids. So he's good.
Well,
but,
I'm glad
he died. Yeah, he died.
Oh, my God.
And then my grandpa... yeah, my grandpa ended up having 7 kids, too. So you know how it goes. Those they told
and
him...
And you had 7 kids. Wow.
Yeah,
what
and I had 7 kids, too.
What a coincidence. Green chilies and fucking... That's all we do.
I think it's more respect to Rachel, who had those kids, in all fairness. She was the one that put most of the work
in. She had 7 kids with him. That takes a lot of respect.
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, Rachel's kind of the boss.
Yeah. This ever happened. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know. Takes a lot to push a little fucker out of there, you know? Out of your cooch.
Yeah, I think she had two.
How's your puppies doing, Android?
Bruce put on 15 pounds of solid muscle. So nice. He is good.
So he's been hitting the gym, drinking away.
He has been hitting the gym, fucking around.
Fucking around, finding out.
He's still on the job, white boy, get in the car.
He's a very pussified repo man.
Yeah, he's a kid.
No, he's not. He's 21, remember?
Get in the car, white boy.
Yeah, he was shooting at you, man.
He's about that life now.
Not about that life.
You Floridians, man, you're all out to fucking lunch.
Yeah, we're the ones that are out to lunch.
Payphones are so dated now.
This chick did not age well, just so you guys know.
Oh, yeah?
She did.
She looks really young here.
Yeah, she did not age well.
She looks like she's, like, 17.
No, Scott, I don't want your 2020 list. I want the list of the movies you're selling.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, the movies I watched.
I don't give a shit about your 2000 top 10 movies of 2020.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get you a list of that. Sorry, I'm a bit buzzed. I must have misunderstood.
Clearly.
He really wants to know your top 20, actually.
I mean, I told you I would buy them, and you probably watched half of them on my fucking Plex, so why would I buy them?
That's true.
New to Plex is like Blockbuster.
It really is.
I'm trying to look at her now. She's all right, Nudie. She's not that bad.
She's not.
I was expecting worse.
She is worse. She looks like E.T.
I mean, I wouldn't fuck her. I mean, and I do like older women, but I mean,
she's probably got the bush that you like.
Oh, don't get me started. Hey, John Wayne's a fag.
John Wayne.
Wow,
that guy's serious. Oh my god, look at this dude. Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where Joe Carnahan ripped off this whole sequence in his first movie, Blood. I don't know if you guys have seen a Blood Guts in High Octane or whatever.
Do you guys know
who Joe Carnahan is? Have you seen the movie Narc?
Yeah.
He directed that. He's from up here. His first movie is like a small independent movie, and it's the dialogue is very similar, except instead of John Wayne, it's Johnny Cash. But it's like the same concept of the conversation. And I always thought, like, man,
well,
did you write that Alpha Repo, man?
I just always thought this part was funny because, like, the director or the writer's obviously taken a riff off of, like, they're like, John Wayne's not a fag. That he just likes to watch his buddies fuck, and they're like, don't you? And they kind of wink at each other's, I like to watch my buddies fuck. And it's like, they're like kind of giving each other, is it gay or is it not gay to watch your buddy fuck a chick, you know? So I thought it was,
how would that be gay? Isn't it no different than watching porn?
Exactly. And I think that's what they're getting at. Like, they're doing this whole, like, John Wayne's gay because he liked to watch his buddies fuck. It's stupid.
Yeah. his reaction right before he gets hit.
We sent him to his friend's house, the one that he got fired with, to get, and he said, this is where the car's at, and they jumped his dad with a bat, his buddy's dad.
It's a girl.
No. When she's listening. Nosy bitch.
Nosy.
Hang up the phone.
This is the first time in a long time that I'm just drinking water on a podcast, guys, and you guys are drinking alcohol.
I only had one drink.
I literally finished off an entire bottle of wine.
What?
Yep.
Where's the other bottle?
At the store. All I needed was one.
Oh.
It's been a long time since I've drank, so.
Oh. Are you okay?
I drink like me every weekend.
Yeah, I was just, I'm in a celebratory mood.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Congratulations, what happened?
I pretty much, ended a close to possible relationship that, wasn't going anywhere.
You were dating.
Yeah. But a girl that I was not too interested in just called it off, and I'm like, hell yeah.
I was going to say who was the lucky guy, but hey.
Not this time.
Well, what? The lucky guy, if he listens to this, he's going to be all over it now.
Uh-huh. He's really lit, guys. This is gonna be
still am.
Wait, Scott, so you were dating and you guys just decided to stop?
Yeah, she decided it wasn't working, so I was like, all right, cool, because I started seeing red flags anyway, so I was going to call it off eventually.
What were the red flags?
Is that who you were posting pictures with?
She did have a cock and balls.
I know, I was going to say.
But yeah, those are the ones I was posting pictures with, Mike.
Yeah, because I was wondering, I remember, like, I had seen, like, randomly a couple things you post. I was like, oh, I wonder if he's dating.
Yeah, it was during the Halloween season.
Wow, okay, yeah, those are probably it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look, or did you take the pictures down?
Nope, they're still up.
Well, congratulations on avoiding...
Scott says, afraid. I had to break up with you because I thought you were a trap.
Well, I mean...
You dodged the bullet, Scotty.
Yeah.
You dodged the bullet, guys. Let me assure you.
I'm looking for this picture, Scott.
You got to go all the way to, I just checked in, it's October 25th.
Did she tell you she didn't like horror movies?
Oh, she told me she hated movies.
Where is it, Heather? October when?
October 25th.
She hated movies?
Yeah, that's what she always told me. She hated movies.
And how'd you get through the first date?
She didn't tell
us
she hated movies then.
Yeah. She hated movies, and Scott said, everything I see is a 10 out of 10.
I mean, pretty much when you're a smoke show, everything's a 10 out of 10.
Oh, God, I just threw up.
I'm looking at her now. I see her.
Excuse him, wow.
She looks all right, you know?
I could do better.
I don't trust chicks who just take headshots, man. I'll just put it to you that way.
And there's a reason she took headshots.
I'm sure. From above.
Oh, my God. Scott's talking shit, but he was dating the fucking girl.
Hey. She took headshots
because I dated.
She's ugly on the inside.
She's like, I don't watch movies, but I listen to the podcast. And Heather, I heard everything you said.
They're opening the truck.
I want that shirt.
I want the chains shirt.
That's like Android.
Yeah.
Oh no, the truck. What's in the trunk?
Aliens.
Ooh.
There's aliens in the trunk. The FBI's after the car. They put out a $20,000 repo. And everybody's been repoing the car. And he finally just got it back because there's aliens in the trunk. Dead aliens. And all these repo men are trying to get into the get the car to get the $20,000 repo, whatever. So there you have it.
There you have it.
Bam.
In a nutshell.
Special deputies.
Special deputy doofus.
Well, so she was ugly on the inside, Scott? So is that another funny way of saying
We're back to that now.
She has a stinky, is that a funny way of saying she has a stinky pussy?
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, okay.
No, she was actually pretty clean that way.
Was she? Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Well, not that was a good part of it. Yeah. Right? That was a good part of it.
Yeah, that was the fun part.
Yeah.
Good.
It's just when she talked.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
so things
girl,
just
right?
got revealed as things progress, and you're like, eh.
Yeah, pretty much exactly.
Oh, I hope she don't listen to the show.
Did did she say thank you after she sucked your dick?
Unfortunately, not. She should have.
Yeah, she should have.
That's the thing to do.
Because if she doesn't say thank you after sucking your dick, she's not a keeper.
I never think somebody.
They should all say thank you after.
I mean, that's what Heather said when she did it. No.
I've never said thank you. That's not even true.
Heather always says, "Can I have some more?"
Hey, this
I've
is the,
said that. Yes.
This is a famous where they filmed that. Terminator scene, guys. The first
We've already
Terminator.
Been there. We already went there, dude.
Did we?
It's been a long time ago.
No, not in the fucking ditch. This is the fucking where they crash into the wall after the car chase.
I think it's a baseball bat. Love it.
This is from the first Terminator, it looks like.
Yeah, it's the first Terminator. Not the second one, Nudie. The good Terminator, the first one.
Reese, drop it. They'll kill you.
Aw, first Terminator.
The best Terminator.
That's right.
That's a hill I'll die on.
The first Terminator is great.
Yeah.
You got insurance, motherfucker.
Harry Dean, don't play. God damn it. Still got 30 minutes to go of this wonderful movie, people.
Well, it's not as bad as that fucking arcade movie we had to watch.
Joysticks was amazing.
Oh
you
my
can
god,
just
that's
filthy mouth.
Oh my
I've
god.
I've noticed Venom hasn't been back since that.
Yeah, it's true. I think he wants to leave the show. He just doesn't know how to tell us.
I think
have you guys done Miami Connection
show.
On her?
No.
No, we did a Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
That's an Android virus
I love
show.
That movie.
Yeah, Nudie. Mike, Nudie won't do the movies that I've done on my show.
Oh.
Which is,
he doesn't
you know,
like to double up.
He doesn't like the cross streams. He doesn't like
double up. If you ever seen Android Virus, he does a lot of his movies like multiple times, even though he gets mad at me for saying that.
I do reruns. Gigs.
I literally did.
Daddy and Daddy fight.
I do reruns, Mike. Do reruns. You know, you know, like when you watch like
Syndication.
Maybe, yeah, it's like you ever fucking watch. I don't know. Like the fucking old school fucking Family Matters TV show, you know, in the summer. They'll fucking play the episode that they played in the fall. You know, that's kind of like what I do sometimes.
Yeah.
And Nudie's like, hey, you've watched that twice. And I'm like,
but
dude, it's
literally, we did Deadly Prey on Android Vision, right? And then Heather picked it or he picked it for this show.
It.
So we did it for this show. And not even a week later, he's like, hey guys, doing a rerun. Guess what we're doing? Deadly Prey. I'm like, motherfucker, we just watched it like a week ago. You got to play that one. So yeah, that's
have
why
you
I
done Deadliest Prey yet, though.
We watched Ms. 45 like 100 times. On
I have. Show. I have not done Deadliest Prey.
Yes, you did.
Deadliest Prey is funny. Like,
not
it's a
Deadliest,
good
but Deadly.
Oh no! Deadly Prey.
I'm doing.
Did it, what, 30 years later and brought back the same guys.
Mm-hmm. I'll be doing the Hitcher tomorrow night.
The original, hopefully.
Yes, sir.
The only one that matters.
That's a good one.
She, Thomas,
yes, Holland. Definitely. Yeah. And Rutger Hauer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We did, on an old episode of Theme Warriors, we did a remake, and it was like, what the hell was the theme of the show? I can't remember, but it probably had to do with awful remakes or something, because that's definitely a bad one.
It is.
Hey, I sent something for you in the chat there, Scott. I hope that makes you feel better, man, after your big breakup.
Oh, boy.
It's a proposition.
Oh, my God. And now I'm whacking off.
In an hour, Scott, you'll be hungry again.
Oh, man.
Scott, are you Tindering it up right now during this commentary?
No. I'm trying to actually pull up the list of movies I'm selling for nudie.
Yeah. He's already been on his apps. He's ready. Smoke Show's back in business.
Oh, I already messaged two girls that I'd, like, talked to before we started dating. Messaged them back
it.
Like, hey, what's going on?
Like, bitches be crazy.
Smoke Show is always on game.
That's right.
Whether he succeeds at it is a different story.
Well, one, change the name.
No, Smoke Show is... It's, I embody that.
Yeah, it's really stuck, dude. People call him that now.
Fucking Lacey called me it now.
It's losing,
yeah, like, people
it's
call
losing
him
its funny now.
No, but It's like his total nickname.
Yeah, Heather didn't realize when she called me that once that it would just stick that much.
Right.
Everything I do sticks.
It does. Pound and Powell.
She's very sticky.
Very.
She's always sticky. Covered in goo.
Goo.
Goo. That's what we'll do when we have our reunion, a Heather Bukkake party.
Fuck yeah.
No.
But is it a reunion if it's the first time we all get together?
Yeah,
I guess it would just be a get together.
Yeah, it's not really a reunion.
But I honestly would like to get together with all you guys and actually have
a
couple beers.
Maybe it would make me sit between him and Scott. He'd be like, I don't trust Scott. You're
Scott might try
all the factions because it's the East Coast people, the West Coast people, and then all the people spread across all the other states.
Where are you at, Mike?
I'm Northern California, so let's see. What's funny is because California is so damn big, I'm probably as close to Watson as I am Venom, because he's down in Sherman Oaks.
That
actually, no, he's
close.
I mean, he's closer, but like up and down the west, yeah, there's Watson, Venom, Donna Nelly is in Southern California.
The tank top master.
Yeah, there's more out here. There used to be like all East Coast podcasters. Brandon Young's Colorado.
Oh, wow. He's already got prices. Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah. I've already sold over half my collection.
The complete collection. Is that the big box set with 15 discs?
Oh, that's the tin set.
No, nope. Don't
Scott,
want
how come you're selling everything? It's because you're going to start over with upgrading or you're just done? Because
the girl told
him
she
media?
Don't like movies.
No, it's pretty much because I've been streaming everything. And I have not actually touched a disc in over a year, so I just said, fuck it, might as well just make some money off my stuff.
Is Sleepaway Camp 3 rare or something? Like,
yeah, it went out of print.
$45. Look at you. Good
Heather.
Lord.
Yeah.
These are the friends' prices?
What time are you at?
Yeah, they're actually... They, Sleepaway Camp...
$109.52.
Okay.
Yeah, Sleepaway Camp 3 is going for about $60 on eBay.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah, your price is a little too high for me, my friend.
You could probably give him a break, Scott.
Well, I was going to say, if there was something he was interested in, I'd be willing to make a deal.
Considering he helps us out quite a bit.
Well, and I want to give him a birthday gift, too, so.
Well, maybe you could just pick something for your collection and send it to him.
Well, I need to know what he what he wants.
Sure, I like I'm negotiating.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Oh, tell you what you want, what you really, really want.
He just left the dead scientist there and took his car. There you have it.
Fucking scientist. I'm loving these cards. They're nice. I want one.
It's like a car. I'm like, our grandpas probably fought together in World War II.
They probably did. You think your grandpa gave my grandpa green chilies?
But I can't tell you what my two of my uncles, they actually parachuted in Battle of the Bulge. They're paratroopers. One of them died and the other one got shot in the head. And then my grandpa actually was the one who drove the boats to drop them off on Normandy and then drove out.
So that could have been the case because Americans and Canadians fought side by side.
Yes, they did.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Poutine and poutine.
Poutine and green chilies coming together.
This is going to be shot with all the ladies soon.
Yeah, like flies on shit. That's what he just said. That's great. Get in that car. That's what it's all about.
These ladies all have very tight, shiny tops on.
Does that turn you on, Heather?
Yeah, I'm all like, where can I get one? I'll wear it out next Friday night or tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's Friday.
Well, Heather's already planning her drink tonight.
No, I'll take it kind of chilled. Hey, Mike, do you guys still do Skypes on Fridays?
We do.
Does anyone show up?
Yeah. It's still kind of the same, just random Fridays, whoever shows up. Well, see, now that 22 Shots is back to recording, it usually depends, like, when they finish, because that's how it really started, was like, well, at least from when I started doing it, is Moods would just stay on Skype after they were done recording and then start telling people.
So usually like 3 a.m.
But Moods is the rare Canadian West Coaster podcast. So
yeah, I think he's the only one that I know of in the immediate community anyway.
Yeah, most every other Canadian podcasters on the
they're all in Ontario, weirdly enough, that I know of.
Well, I'm Quebec.
Yeah, well, yeah, I count that as Ontario. But Will's just in Quebec, that's true.
Where's Christian? Ontario?
Oh, he's like 10 minutes from me. I've hung out with him. That's how we've seen each other. He just lives in the city over from me. So, yeah, Ontario.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, did you see that? Oh, no, it was with the Exploding Heads chat. Yeah, I went over and I saw him in August. I've got these Raptors masks for his son. And then I went over a second time and visited him in August and had a tour of his house. And we hung out and chatted. Oh yeah.
What was your favorite room in his house?
The bathroom.
You know what? He has a really nice home.
The washroom, dude. Get
he
it right.
He has a fucking piano in his house, dude. Is a baller. He has a really nice movie setup where he records for Exploding Heads. His kids are acting really nice too. His son is like him and really sweet and funny.
Damn, Heather sounds like she's about to pull a Rebecca De Mornay from Hand the Rocks
a
Cradle
know.
And
Christian
try to steal the
happily
family.
Married. Happily married, and that's not a thing I do. But he's a cool dude. I like her jacket.
That's not a thing Heather does.
I like her. I like her. Yeah, I like her.
I throw popcorn
mohawk
at people. I would actually take that popcorn to eat it.
Nom 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 nom.
Everybody's dead. I wonder where Tarantino got his shit from.
Everybody's dead.
Shootout. He's
man,
like he got half his stuff from John Woo.
He just told her he wanted to have babies with her. Now he's dead.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Society did it.
Society.
No, that's a movie.
Yeah. He's like, what? Society? No, the movie Society. You gotta see it.
I want to stick my head up my own ass.
You're a white suburban punk.
Oh man, that's a really dramatic death scene. Fuck. Instant mashed potatoes. God, that looks so gross.
You ever had instant mashed potatoes, Heather?
No, it looks disgusting.
It's, yeah, they're not like the absolute like worst thing, but you can definitely tell the difference.
You can.
It's for those late work nights when you don't have time to actually make the potatoes.
Yeah, you fucking throw them in the microwave with some water.
Like powdered milk.
Oh, powdered milk. Oh, I knew that was a thing. It's not your business.
Like Canadian bagged milk.
Hey.
The legend of the bagged milk.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, we have bagged milk up here, and apparently that's a shock to Americans.
Yeah, I've never even heard
of
that in my life.
We also have healthcare, and
I want healthcare.
Hey, I have healthcare.
It comes free with your bagged milk.
I have healthcare, Heather.
Healthcare included with every bag of milk.
Company.
Yeah.
Pay deductible as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
Not my face.
Yeah. Come and get me.
Come and get me.
Come on. I think you're a man.
Come get this motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus.
Coffee break!
Wilhelm scream.
FBI.
Looks like he's in the same room as Dr. Chalice in Halloween 3 when he's captured.
Oh, I don't have the picture. I was going to send you the picture of Christian and I. But I'm no longer in the Exploding Heads chat.
Why? What happened?
Oh, I left it.
Why?
Because I left it.
The safest thing to say is you were done with your guest spot.
Yeah.
If there even was a guest spot. I'm still a Patreon.
Not me. Fuck that shit. I gotta be nice. Gotta be quiet.
I don't think you were ever a Patreon, were you?
Never. And I never will be.
Yep. Thank you.
I left that cult.
That cult bypassed me, man. So.
I support them.
Good for you. Just like jock straps.
Just like
jockstraps. She's very supportive.
I'm a very supportive person, just like jockstraps.
Heather's a jockstrap.
That's good, I like that. Shh, you too. Oh, I found it. Okay, never mind. I'll send it in our chat. Oh, no, Meg, I guess I'll send it to you. You're not in our chat.
In the Skype chat, I think I am.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to send it in there. It's old. Oh. I don't want people thinking we just hung out. I'll just send it to you. Yeah. Oh my goodness, every time I go into the chat, I just see this woman, so I'm going to put my picture in here. Just so
I know, right?
Oh, you know what? I think I have seen that picture. I just forgot, but
yeah.
Now that I'm...
Who's that?
That's Christian from Exploding Heads.
Oh.
He's the nice guy. From
yeah, Christian. I like Christian. And he's Brandon's
nice
all right.
Brandon's a good dude.
Is there some issues with Exploding?
Nope, not at all.
Their heads keep exploding.
None at all.
There's an issue with duties exploding.
Christian and Brandon are fantastic people.
Maybe,
Wait, see, there's a third co-host.
No, there isn't.
Exploding heads.
No, there isn't.
I guess I'm kind of glad I stay away a little bit, I guess.
You are really on the outside.
Yeah, you should stay in that bubble. Never leave that bubble. You're really good in that bubble.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I have my own shit.
Yes.
I mean, between, well, you guys, which I have much love for, but, you know, I have my...
One love, bro.
Cemetery Gates, and then my Android Vision shit is usually kind of what takes up my time, so I'm like a one-man show, man.
Well, your drama's on Facebook. I just get frustrated from chat groups that I find exhausting. That's more or less my thing. I don't have the energy for, like, I'm not even following Flex. I am Flex fan. If I really need something, I miss it.
To my credit,
she
I'm not
sends
really...
me a titty pic and says, "Can you post this for me?"
No problem.
And he's like, "Yep, already downloaded."
After I'm done masturbating.
To my credit,
hey, the car's glowing.
To my credit, I don't really have a lot of drama on Facebook. I just post fucked up pictures that piss Nudie off.
Yeah, man, just stay in that bubble and listen to fish, and you got everything okay.
Listen to what?
Oh my goodness. Beauty.
Hey, I told you I was a little buzzed.
Yes, I know.
You and Nudie both, apparently.
Wait, what, do you say listen to what, though?
Fish.
Fish?
Yes, P-H-I-S-H, the best band in the fucking world, man. Fish.
Oh, God.
Damn band.
No, you got me completely wrong, man.
No, Android is all about typo negative.
Yeah. Typo negative.
Yeah. He's more like typo positive.
I like typo negative.
The devil's
He's more
blood.
Like HIV
I
positive.
Saw typo negative.
Typo negative is the fucking shit.
Typo negative.
I saw him
blood.
In like 2006, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's around the time I seen him.
I seen
biggest
him when I opened for
biggest,
Cradle of Filth in San Francisco.
Oh, that was a good show, man. I saw that.
Oh, man. Them in Cradle of Filth? Oh, my God. That would have been amazing.
Oh, my God. Not the Cradle of Filth.
So I got to see Cradle of Filth separately.
The biggest drama I have to deal with is my wife fucking stealing weed.
Fuck you, Nudie.
That's
the problem. Well, you know, Nudie's just jealous that he never, you know, he doesn't have the size of Peter Steele's dick. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, the guy's in the grave. I'm real jealous.
Don't
hey,
be a
Jesus
dick.
Christ looks like him.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, you want to see the singer of Typo Negative, Heather?
No, I don't even know who Typo Negative is.
He's a pretty sexy vampire goth.
Oh yeah?
Here I put
kind
the
of like
singer
industrial post goth metal.
I put him in the chat. That's the singer of Typo Negative.
Which chat?
Oh, and you put it in the Playgirl. Of course you did.
In Skype?
It's not horror.
It's not horror.
Horror
chat.
Okay.
It sure is horror.
It's his Playgirl chat, too, or Playgirl pick, too.
Oh, my. No. Well, this is nice that I get something in here just for me.
Yeah. Well, that's for Nudie, too. He could suck Peter Steele's. He could suck Peter Steele's dead dick.
Yeah. It's fine. You guys can keep saying that I'm gay, but Heather knows the truth.
No, Nudie's not gay.
I don't know. He seems to want my dick.
Whatever makes
you
happy.
I don't think he actually wants your dick.
Whatever makes you people happy. I'm secure in my manhood. You may not be, but I am.
I'm not.
Copper! You got nothing on me.
Oh! Those fucking cops. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. That's funny.
You fucking popsicles.
No cigarette.
Heather, I'm gonna turn you on to typo negative, and you're gonna get wet listening to them.
I think I've actually had her listen to a few of their songs before.
What kind of music does Heather generally like? All sorts
everything.
Of
everything.
Tiffany.
Okay.
Britney Spears.
Tiffany.
Debbie
totally.
Gibson.
I listen to Tiffany and Britney Spears.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
All the time.
Yeah, Heather, you remember that song "Love You to Death" that I shared with you a while ago? That was them.
She likes
Love You to Death.
Yeah,
I like a variety of stuff, Mike, to
Gap
answer your
band.
Question. I guess you could consider alternative rock, pop, some rap, R&B, and occasionally country.
She's like, I like my Spotify list, how I like my Tinder list variety.
Yeah, I'm pretty probably, though, the 2000s, the 70s, some 80s, early 90s, and
she's a Bee Gees kind of gal.
I actually like the Bee Gees.
Nothing wrong with the Bee Gees.
Yeah, who doesn't? Bee Gees are great.
They are. Fun times.
Night Fever.
Well, I'll have to check this out.
You won't like it.
Oh, look, another diuretics book. Do you notice, like, they're burning a diuretics books and the fucking scientists and the fucking FBI are fucking reading it?
This is turning into Tommyknockers.
Yeah. It's a UFO.
Good song, Android.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys are playing it on the podcast, but awesome.
Oh, you can actually hear that?
Yeah.
Kind of a fucking professional are you.
What about our relationship? Hey, that's what Scott did last week. She's like, what about our relationship?
Fuck that. What's that?
Shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
She should have blew him when he asked her to.
I don't think she was that one, was she?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I lose track.
Yeah, well,
see, that's
know.
The issue I had, too. She wouldn't blow me when I wanted her to.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that was the problem, Scott. <Sky.
laughs> What a weird fucking movie.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is one of my top 10 movies of all time. I love this movie. Sorry.
It fits you.
It's
yeah.
Different.
You really did not have to apologize for that, though.
Thank you. I appreciate
that,
Mike.
You two gonna fuck.
Make love.
No, yeah. me
Make
and Mike are homies.
Mike's no longer a commie in his eyes.
Mike's not a commie. I'm just talking shit. I have.
Well, Mike's calmed down now that he won the election. He's
Wait,
really
what?
Calm now.
I didn't win. Shit.
Oh
he's
you know
not
what? I think I do feel a sense of calm amongst all my friends after the election. I will say that.
Yeah, even your attempts
it's
to
early.
Stir him up don't work anymore.
What'd you say?
Even your attempts to stir him up don't work anymore.
I know.
And he is done.
All right. Welcome to It's Not Horror, okay? So I'm this evening's proprietor of Punk Rock, Car Repos, Aliens from Los Alamos, New Mexico. I'm Android Virus. And as always, I'm joined by my three brothers and little sister from the Great White North, the Queen of Friday Nights, and the Happy Hour Harlot, the Canadian Firecracker, Miss Heather Powell. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Happy right. Hour Harlot.
I love that.
And just below Heather's waist, peeking up her skirt as always from the south of the border and the home of the Leaning Tower Pizza and Clum Glazed Beards, Mr. Scott Crawford, how you doing?
Oh, I am doing fantastic. And this view from Heather's skirt, amazing.
That's right, man. And shooting to the West Coast, home of the beach bums, bikini babes, good weeds, and online poker addictions,
Straight from California, Mr. Mike Merriman.
What is up, everybody?
His replacement of Venom.
Yeah. And last but not least, hailing from the Sunshine State, home of the swollen grapefruits, our leader, our birthday boy, our big bad Disney daddy bear, Mr. Uncle Newton.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. And just so you know, he's reading off his beginning of the movie at the end of the movie because he wasn't here on time.
Hey! So, all right, guys. Yeah. So this was 1984's Alex Cox's sci-fi comedy cult classic, Repo Man. So it is a cult classic. It's a bit culty. It's a hit and miss with people, which is... I was taking that risk tonight. You know, some people would either catch you, you would not catch it. I don't know. A lot of situational humor, a lot of like tongue-in-cheek weirdness in this movie. So we'll go ahead and start with the new boy, Mr. Mike Merriman. What'd you think of this, man?
Oh, man. I am a fan of this movie. I've seen it a handful of times throughout the years. Yeah, it's definitely not for everybody, but I've always appreciated it. I love the soundtrack. I love how it kind of drives the movie. A lot of music that, you know, a lot of probably your average everyday people haven't heard, but sometimes movies will get you into the music. But yeah, if everyone is down to see a very young Emilio Estevez do his thing and Harry Dean Stanton, plus a whole bunch of other people you probably recognize, give this one a chance.
Cool. So what would you give it a 1 out of 10?
I would give this one an 8 because I think there's rewatchability to it. And I think, man, first watch won't do it justice for people going in blind.
Right. Yep. Gotcha. All right, Mr. Scott Crawford.
Well, I just got to preface this by saying I'm buzzed as this... fuck. Fuck all y'all. but yeah, this was a lot of fun. I've never seen this before, the first time watch, and it's bizarre. It's entertaining. I would go with about a 7.5.
All right, cool. And Miss Heather, what do they call you? Our happy hour harlot?
Yeah, and Canadian firecracker. That's my favorite. Canadian. You guys call me that, you and Xander.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought it was fun. I, you know, really enjoyed his earring throughout the entire film. It was kind of weird at the ending, but I like the cars. Very I don't know. Fun. I like the cars. I like it moved quickly enough. Some funny lines. I'm going to give it a 6. It's above a passing grade. I just don't honestly know if I would watch it again, but I had a good time watching it tonight.
There you go. And Mr. Nudie.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's not a movie that is anywhere near my must watch over and over again list. But for a once in a while view, it's pretty damn good. It's definitely weird, for sure.
Yeah.
The flying fucking car at the end is pretty hilarious. But, I'm going to give it a 7.
There you go. And for me, I've been wanting to watch this on this show for a while with you guys. Again, it was one of those things, ones that I was a little bit hesitant about because I know it's kind of out there. It's something that I would say, like most movies I know with Nudie, it's one of those things that's kind of a bit of a nostalgia factor. I just remember walking to the video store when I was like in 5th or 6th grade and renting this. And, you know, just watching it and get lost in it and totally getting it because I grew up around like punks and metalheads. And I'm like, I got all the references and the styles and the weird shit in it. And watching it as an old ass man now or, in, 44 year old man, the watchability on it's pretty good still. It's one of those movies that you got to kind of pay attention to because of just all the weird sidebar humor going on in it and just the one liners and. But anyways, for me, this is one of my all-time favorite movies. It's a really, really good movie for me. So I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10 just because I feel like, you know, it should be watched in more of an intimate setting. Doesn't really translate well to the podcast world for what we do, I think. We probably would have needed something a little bit more fast-paced, a little bit more action-packed.
not so much dialogue, but either way, it still gets a passing grade for me. So, but I appreciate you guys putting up with my bullshit on my computer for the first half hour. I appreciate Heather filling in for the opening of the show. And
oh, she's filled in all right.
Yes, yes. double, triple
she's
stuff.
Like, wait till after the show.
Yes, it was awesome finally recording with Mr. Mike Merriman. I hope we can do it again soon, sir.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and Mr. Nudie, as always, it's been great. And yes, I'm sorry about the dry beef jerky, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I told you I liked it, fucker. I'm just not used to it crumbling apart before I eat it.
hey. So, but anyways, you guys have been listening to It's Not Horror, okay? And we'll see you guys on the flip.
See you on the
good night, everybody.
Good night, motherfuckers. Nice.